I really hope that this choir team will be the part of the praise team. I don't think they think that way though. Today's message title is "The God Whom Four Patriarchs Experienced." That this week, the covenant, very simple covenant, was given, and it is important for us to grab hold on to. The covenant that was given in the prophet, from the prophet, is this. The Creator God gave us the eternal word. What kind of word was that? It was the word of the salvation. When God called Abraham, God already prepared and planned and promised that the salvation will be given. Quickly, you have to come out from where you're from, your family is. From the Nephilim, from the Babel of Tower, you have to be free from that. That was the message. The God our Father will gave us the covenant to really save us. Then why did he really give us the word for the salvation? Because originally, God created us in the image of God. Just like what the pulpit message said, we will be the happiest when we are with God. Then we are the beings to give worship to God. However, this incident of the Genesis 3 made us be separate from God. And then the Satan that is invisible really captured our souls. From the happy condition that God was with us, from that state to the unhappy state. But then God really gave us the promise of salvation. That is recorded in the Genesis 3:15, the offspring of woman. That is a gospel. So God gave us the plan of salvation, therefore he gave us the word of salvation. Then God is the one who will fulfill his word. God sent Jesus as the Christ, and then he will fulfill all the promises. Through Jesus Christ, God really fulfilled the word of the gospel. But that was shown the age of Isaac. In the Genesis 15, and it says that they really went up to the Mount Moriah, and then Isaac was actually predestined to die. Even though he didn't do anything. But he was born with the original sin. Therefore, he had no choice but to die. But instead of Isaac, God really prepared the sheep. We didn't commit the original sin, but it's given. And we were born with it. Because of that, we had to die. But instead of us, God really sent this Jesus Christ to save us. And Jesus is the Christ, and he's the one who really solved this fundamental eternal problem. And the Abraham and Isaac all together, they experienced this. If you pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and all the darkness will be broken down. Then to Jacob, what kind of covenant was shown? He died on the cross and he resurrected, and after that he really came to us as the Holy Spirit. God is the one who gave us the word. Through Jesus Christ, that word was fulfilled. The word of salvation will be really fulfilled so that the Holy Spirit is really given to us to become the witnesses. Then the key words is the word of salvation, that is the Jesus Christ. If you really pray in the name of Jesus Christ, then all the prayers will be answered. But this Spirit of Jesus Christ is now in us and with us through the Holy Spirit. Because there are many people predestined to be saved. This word of the salvation should be declared through the witnesses like you guys. Actually, the pastor Shea really spare his 1 hour to explain this. By the word of the salvation, word of the gospel, God gave us the salvation. Then that is through the Jesus Christ. And this Jesus Christ is now within me through the Holy Spirit. And then because of the work of the Holy Spirit, God made us the witnesses. Shall I end the message here? Because it's very simple like that. But through the pastor, she really explained and described the very details about all these three points. This triune God is with us, and that you really have to build the altar to experience this. That's what we call the prayer. This triune God is with me. And that's what you believe, and you are happy, and you will give this prayer to God. How did these four patriarchs really experience this God? Through the worship. They built the altar. They anoint the oil to the stones, and that's how Jacob really gave the worship. And then Joseph was actually experiencing this worship for 24 hours. So this is not only one form to get together and then listen to the message. The essence of the worship is to really believe that this triune God is with you right now. Then that time, you will really experience the true liberation. As soon as you really believe that Jesus is the Christ and you're completely free from the sin. Spiritually, you have this freedom. Your mental will be free too. Mentality will be free. Your life, physical life, will be also free. This is the message that was given on the New Year's Day. As soon as you receive that salvation, then you are completely free, and then freedom from the Satan, and you're free, completely free from the curses and the disasters and sins. All the spiritual problems that is really coming down through the family line, those things had been really solved. On all the transgressions, all these original sins have been really forgiven, and all these problems and the concerns that will be in your life in the future will be also forgiven and resolved. But the problem is our thought. Our thought need to be free also. If you really receive the spiritual freedom, mentally speaking, you also need to be free. Therefore, your thoughts are. Your daily life, you all already know that, yeah, I know. I have to change my thought. I know that. Jesus is the Christ. I really believe that. But I still have the problems. And the worship time, yes, that is right. When I go back to the daily life and my lifestyle hasn't really changed. You are free. You became free, but your thoughts are not really free. That's why always something really captures you all the time. If you are captured by all these things, and then what do you think about the non-believers in your field? They're actually captured by Satan. But God really has the plan for the plan for the salvation for these people. And this trial, God is with me, and you really need to be free. And then you can be free by all this covenant. But then this kind of spiritual battle, you have to go through in this year. You really have to enjoy the answer of the Tarapan 25 hours. That means this true freedom is the one that you really have to experience. That you're truly, even if you say God is with me, but if you're captured by something, then keep saying that God is with me, then there's you really don't sound like, it's not really persuasive. Romans 12, 1 to 2. In the second verse, it says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Now, in the English Bible, it's more accurate. God's will is good. God's will is good and but perfect. But in order for you to know that, you have to change yourself. Renew it. That's the liberation part, freedom. Your thought need to be free. In order for you to really know the God's good will, you have to change your thoughts. Before the salvation, liberation, freedom is more important. If you want to enjoy the gospel, then you have to enjoy the blessing of the liberation. If you're captured by the problem, then you think, oh, I have to pray, I'm a God's child, then it's very difficult for you to enjoy it. When exactly can you really enjoy when you are free? When you're really aware that why God really gave you that kind of problem, you have to change your thoughts before you actually enjoy that salvation, before you actually pray for your status and authority, before you actually cast away the Satan. First and most, you have to set yourself free. Romans 12:1 says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. How can you set yourself free? When you really give that alive, living worship, it's not really coming to a church. When you really believe that the God is triune God is with you, when you really give worship and praise, this triune God is really with me. When you really know that, and then you can set yourself free. Then from that moment on, you can really enjoy your status and authority. You can even confess your faith. And then you even have the faith that actually the armies of angels will be sent for you. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when they really built the altar, that's when they really met God. When they really give worship, they made the resolution. Truly, God is with me. Really, God had saved me, and through me, He will have the world evangelization. Before the action, God really gave us the blessing of the liberation. When you really give worship, this triune God, when you really enjoy that the triune God is with you, you have to make resolution. You have to pray. You have to believe in it. Really, your thought will be free. Then when that thing happens, and then when you listen to the God's word, you can really have the faith. Before the liberation, Then finally, you can really enjoy the salvation. If you're not free, the status and authority won't be enjoyed. I'm a God's child, but the reality is this. I know that the God is with me. God has the plan for me, but my situation is like that. If you set yourself free from wherever that capturing you, no matter where you are, then you will enjoy the fact, the blessing that the God is really with me. Then the Holy Spirit indwells in you, and then the Holy Spirit is the one guiding me. And then this Holy Spirit will be working upon me, inside of me. Then all the darkness will be broken down. In the name of Jesus Christ, and then God will send us the armies of angels through Jesus Christ. Then all the blessing of the throne will be given to me through the Jesus Christ. I will receive the true peace even though I will go through the hardships. All these answers to really restore everything is actually given inside of me, because this triune God is in me. If you don't believe in that, and then you don't have the freedom. If you don't have the conclusion with these things, and then you cannot really have the salvation, you cannot enjoy the liberation. So even though you know these facts and then blessing, and then you will be captured by the problems. When you really give worship, then that will just remind you that, oh yeah, this is right. If you don't change yourself, and then it's impossible to change the non-believers in the field. Because God will send and dispatch all these workers who are really free from all these things. If you yourself are in the field being free, then all the family problems, financial problems, all these people who really want to be free from all these problems will be attached to you. So it's very important. You're important. Then God really gave you the secret of salvation. How come the Holy Spirit is within me? How come God gave us the secret of the salvation? I will give you what I have. In the name of Nazareth, walk. Stand up and walk. Acts 3:6. The reason why all this authority in the name of Jesus Christ was given to you was that it doesn't matter how severe the spiritual problem is. It doesn't really matter how all this spiritual problem is coming from your family line. Even if it's the spirit, mental problem that cannot be healed by the world, but the Jesus Christ can solve that fundamental problems. And God called you as a witness of the salvation. You have to be free. The problems are not the problems. The conflicts are not the conflicts. Because you think in your own way that's why those things would become your conflicts. So you really need to focus on the worship. If you cannot really give the worship all by yourself and come to church, to the district service, all this regional Taraban, and you can just join all these things, and then you need to really focus on the worship. Simply put, you have to focus on this triune God, not anywhere else. You really have to pray in front of God. I really want to enjoy that the God is with me, this gospel. Through Jesus Christ, I was really God saved, and that's what I really want to experience. I really want to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Whenever you give worship, this is a resolution that you have to make all the time. First and most, Your thought, your lifestyle, all these things first will be freed. What's the opposite? What's the opposite of the freedom? That's the capturing. It's so weird. You have the kids problem. God's answer is actually be free from that. Your answer is actually be captured more. You can actually solve the problem in your own kids. The more you try hard to do something with it, then the worse the problem will be. So what is important is that you need to be free from that problem. Then the answer will be given much quicker. But you try to solve that problem. You try so hard to do something. Then that's what we call you're captured. But because you've been living your life for the religious life, then with your tears, and then you pray to God, do something with my kids. But your thought in your real life is actually you're the one doing, trying to do something. Have you ever heard that someone is forum? I used to think that I want to make the Tim, assistant pastor Tim, like this. I kept telling him to be like this. Then, but one day she realized it was wrong. I should be free from this. This is not something that I can do something on him, because he's a God's child. So because I will believe that God will work upon, then how did he become? Here we go, this is the witness. The financial problems and kids' problems, all these things, you try to do something with it. But that's what we call you're captured. Someone who is really free, it's not like just leave it. It's not like you don't do anything. First and most, you enjoy these things. Try on God. Until this God really works upon this kid, I will keep building the altar. So what's God's promise? Through me and my offsprings, and then Japan will be evangelized. The Exodus 3:14 to 15. His name is eternal, and this name is what we shall call forever, generation to generation. All these things are in the hands of God, because everything is in the process of enjoying Emmanuel. Then if you try to grab it and try to do something, then there will be the bigger problem. So first and most, you have to be free from that. Then the remnants will be free. This Holy Spirit that is really given by God, you really have to enjoy that, and you can share. Then you will have the power, ability. This power is not something that you can just do it. That all of a sudden, you can really sing so nicely. Then all of a sudden, you started evangelizing so many people. It's not really that kind of power. Then that's the power that you can do, is that you can really revive others. If you are captured by something, you cannot revive anyone. If you are not full of the thanksgiving of the salvation, then you cannot revive anyone. But those who really enjoy this freedom has the power to revive someone. It's because, to be honest, more accurately, it's not you reviving others. It's actually God who is reviving these dying souls through me. Then you can see that time schedule. That those who have the power can really know the time schedule. Why did the world evangelization take place through the early church? Just because they knew the time schedule. What kind of time schedule was that? The time schedule of Holy Spirit's working. Then try on God will be working. If you look at the apostles and the disciples of the early church, it's exactly the same. After they met the Christ who got resurrected, and then they went up to the Mount Olives and they were focusing on it. They have received lots of training, and 10, 20 years later, then they have the same question. When exactly are you going to restore the kingdom for us? Exactly. Exactly speaking, when do you solve my problem? That's how they got so much training, so much messages, but still their question at the end is that when do you solve my problem? Then the God and Jesus gave this message to give them the freedom. It's not for you to know when and where. But when you receive the power of the Holy Spirit, you become my witnesses. The Acts 1:14, Mark's upper room, they got together, they were praying. When exactly are you going to be free? Through the worship, through the prayer. When you really believe that this triune God is actually with you, then you get free. Then you can see that actually the time schedule of God, and that you can actually devote yourself. You should be free from this thought that the when exactly this problem will be solved. Because you have the misconception that once, only when your problem has been solved, and then that's when you can actually evangelize others. Because that standard is, the measurement is not there. This triune God is with you, whether you believe it or not. If you are someone who believes in this covenant, and then if you have the problems, all these things, doesn't really matter. Because you're free from that. Then the more and more, you'll be more thankful. And the more and more, these people will pray. This problem happened just because of me. I didn't really pray, even though this God, that God who can really solve all these things, are war with me. Can you see the lots of problems in the non-believers? If you can share, it's your problem, because if you can share the word of the gospel, word of the life, and then these problems will be solved. You couldn't really enjoy the thanksgiving of the salvation. So actually, that's not their problem, it's yours. So that's where you can really be free. Then finally, you can influence on someone else. Then you can really see the time schedule to revive these people. Right now, it's not really the time for me to revive myself. This is a time schedule for me to share this gospel with this person. This is not the time schedule for me to share the gospel. And I pray and I wait for the time schedule. Those who really have the thanksgiving for their salvation, then they can really see the time schedule in their own field. Liberation, salvation, and the power. That's the three things that you need to enjoy. How? The secret is to believe that this triune God is working upon that worship. That's how you can really organize your life story. What kind of life story is that for us? Our life story will be used to revive the region. You really have to show your covenant to God. The God of Abraham is my God. Because God promised with the Abraham, look around north, west, north, south, and east, and west. Everything is given to you. That promise, please give that to me. I will revive this my region from the north, south, east, and west. You grab hold on to that and you can really pray. It's very simple. You grab hold on to the covenant, you pray, and you make resolution. So you should really look into the covenant from the north, south, south, east, and west, and from the small kids till the adults. Our life story is to revive the region and revive the church. Because we will have the evangelism movement, and especially church construction, we should really restore the three courtyards. Of course, the physical place is important too. When I was listening to the message, this is what I was thinking. We are giving worship with all together. It's very thankful. However, to be honest, this 1 hour long message is very difficult for them to focus. It doesn't match, to be honest. But for the small kids and then listening to the pulpit message, it's very difficult. Then what do we need in our church? Then we should really have the system that simultaneously there will be the message given to the kids. We have this basic training with the new family members. Then there are the Chinese people. Let's pray for this pastor ministers, pastors who can really give you the message in the Chinese, so that you can directly listen to the message from that pastor, and then you can have the evangelism movement together. Even if we just really have the church building constructed and the huge temple is there, but inside, if there's no ministers, everything is in vain. So you have to find the covenant and you grab it and then you keep praying. Your kids are in the Sunday school. Please give the messengers who can really give this perfect, suitable message to them. I've been listening to the message with a translation. Without the translation, I want to listen to the message. So please give me the messengers like that. Or I will evangelize that kind of ministers, and I will raise up all this covenant, the workers. Even if I pray for that Chinese people, then those who can only listen to the Chinese translation can really pray for this. Inside of the church, there are the prayer topics that only you can pray for. That is really related to the 237 nations, and that is what you can really grab a hold on to. Then you can really have the prayer topic in details, and then you will receive the answer in details. And you have to really grab hold on to the covenant of the Bethel. What's the Bethel? That's the temple that God is with us. As a gospel church, it's the temple where God is with us. Just like the early church people, even though there are lots of persecutions, all the problems came. This is a church that where we have the evangelism movement. So you not only that we have to grow into the covenant of the Bethel, and they keep praying. Just like the church leaders just of the early church, please use us as the worker. Then there will be ACA started in the Kawaguchi. This covenant, this please give the Rehoboth, blessing of the Rehoboth that was given to Isaac. Not only the Kawaguchi, but it should be spread. Just like a burden, we have to, all these things should be spread all over Japan. Please use this school so that all these roots of this idol worshiping of this nation will be really changed. What's a remnant? Just like Joseph. Let them be the main figure of the world evangelization. Let them be able to enjoy that God is with them. In front of the king, let them, they will be able to give the answers to the king. Grab hold onto the covenant. This triune God is within you even now. When you believe in it, your life and your thoughts will be free. When you're free, you can really enjoy the status and authority, and that's when you can really share that blessing with others. Let's pray together. The God whom four patriarchs experienced, let us be able to experience even now. Let's be able to believe that the God is with us. Let's have the worship time to enjoy the salvation, freedom, and the power. Let's pray together.